Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Rotatoes! It's Friday, which means we're back again with another episode of the Rotating Heroes podcast. Very, very excited for you to be finally at the finale arc. It's just such a cool arc, and there's just such amazing people, and I'm just so happy that we did it and then pulled it off, and it was just so freaking cool and awesome. So, I just wanted to let you know that you can get your hands on a discount for our Patreon to celebrate this final arc and the new campaign incoming. So, if you would like 50% off your first month of the Rotating Heroes podcast, which means that for a whole month's access to all this juicy content, which means full episodes, arc barks, bonus content, artwork, you name it, you can get all of that for just $2.50 a month. $2.50. Even like £2, I think, if you're in like UK or whatever. £2. $2.50. I mean, it's just so cheap. Or you can go up to our Champions of Zophine tier for just $5. So if you would like to get your hands on that sweet, sweet, sweet discount, and of course, enjoy all the more Rotating Heroes content, like, I don't know, finishing this arc tomorrow, because you could do that if you wanted to. I mean, you would have to listen to quite a lot of episodes to, you know, finish the arc tomorrow, but you could do it. It's in theory possible. If you want to do that, very, very simple. All you have to do is go over to the Rotating Heroes Patreon. When you go to sign up, just enter the code AXIS50. That is AXIS50. That is AXIS50, and you will get 50% off your first month. $2.50. That code's going to be running up until mid-November, so go ahead and grab it whilst you can. I mean, come on, $2.50 for all that content. Just go ahead and do it. Okay, enough of me. Take it away. Past me. Maybe it's not for enough of me. Maybe it's some more from me.
So as you head deeper into this strange city, this sort of swirling, I'm saying fiery, but it's almost like more translucent than like straight fire. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like these wisps of sort of magic. And it's almost like it's sort of slowly, it's like almost like force fields like spreading out from a particular point. And it does seem that it is getting more intense. The way that this is going to work mechanically, sort of above the table, there's going to be a series of different challenges that's going to await you on your way into the center of this place. There is going to be 6 in total, and we're looking for a total of 3 successes out of the 6. Oh, no, sorry, 4 successes. 4 successes.
Okay.
We're looking for a total of 4 successes.
Okay.
Out of the 6. Okay, we got to be 2/3 good.
As you're making your way, you see that off of the side of this force field, there is like a little spark of like energy as some of these memory holders seem to have like snap their head and look towards you. This spark of energy comes, hits the floor, and you see the floor itself begins to glitch and sort of, as it glitches for a second, it completely disappears, and I need all of you to roll me a dexterity saving throw to try and grab hold of the other side as parts of it are disappearing.
And I can see this, right? Because I have advantage on stuff I can see.
Yes, absolutely.
As we were walking, can we say that I gave them bardic inspiration?
Absolutely.
Ooh, okay, great. You.
Absolutely, we
thank
can say
you.
That.
I will take yeah. it. Is it a D6 or?
It's a D8.
D8, baby.
And I have a special bardic inspiration called a mote of potential. Let me make sure. Yes, when granting a die, you summon a mote of potential that orbits within 5 feet of the creature. I think that these definitely look like little gob squad and the sphinger friends, like logos that I've already created, little patches maybe.
Oh my God, and the shape of it is an apron.
Yeah.
A bare ass in an apron.
Yeah. I think it's a spider wearing an apron with a very realistic finger.
Oh my word.
So I believe that, you can add this to a
look
saving
throw. Look out for the new merch, by the way, everyone.
Yeah, everybody will want to wear that.
we'll get Coldwell to draw that one.
You can see it in my head way too well already.
Yeah, yeah. I'm worried about how well you can see it, honestly. Yeah.
I have a question. Is the finger like going up like a foam finger, like champion? Yeah. Oh, or is it like wagging at you?
Oh.
Like disapprovingly?
I think it's animated a little bit. So
great.
Yeah.
Great. Makes sense.
Definitely a foam finger though. I love that.
And maybe bottom of the apron, it just gently morphs into a curtain, like a stage curtain.
Wow. The spider's wearing tap dance shoes.
Oh, there we go.
Wow.
I love it.
Wow. Wow. What did everyone get? Is everyone dead or?
I haven't rolled.
I got a 20, but not natural.
20 not natural? Okay.
So I got a 10, but I used my bardic inspiration immediately. So I got another 8 on top of that. So 18. I just want to.
Okay.
This is high stakes.
Wow. Wow.
Okay. If you use it as a saving throw. Let's see. You gain temporary hit points equal to the number rolled on the Bardic Inspiration die plus 4.
That's wow. Yeah. So that's 12 temp hit points.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yes.
Since we're dead, what are our hit points?
The same as they were.
Okay,
alive.
We're just back to the being alive.
Yes, you're back
perfect.
To the yeah,
love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I also got a dirty 20.
Okay, perfect. As this floor kind of glitches out of the way, you kind of like hop as like, I imagine like sections are disappearing in like a grid-like pattern and you're like hopping from one to the other like some sort of game show. And all three of you manage to sort of do a final heroic jump through the air, landing on the other side.
Grab on! Grab my apron!
And I'm just grabbing on a billowing apron.
Wow! From bare ass to real sphincter.
As you are now sort of, I'm assuming, running towards the center, trying to get there as quickly as possible, you notice that some of these memory holders, these strange figures with these glazed over eyes, are looking towards you, and you see a couple of them seem to have a similar sort of glitching like effect, and as they touch the ground and have things around them, they themselves seem to start glitching, and you get the impression that if it was to touch you, you could be in trouble. So, what we're going to do is I'm going to have you roll either athletics or acrobatics. And this is you basically trying to avoid getting grabbed and or touched by one of these creatures. And I'm going to have them roll opposed, essentially.
Okay.
How do we do?
24. With my tapping little feet.
Very nice.
24 with my tapping little spiders.
Incredible.
That's just an 8.
No! Absolutely incredible.
Charlie Horse, I just woke up.
This will still be a success overall, which is good. This will still be a success overall. The two of you dancing and weaving around these creatures. However, Savissal, you are 3 times as large as these two. And as you're ducking and weaving, one of them does touch you, and you feel this like corrupting effect start to spread across your chest and down your arm. And I need you to make me a constitution saving throw, please.
17.
17? Unfortunately, that is a fail.
Oh.
And you are going to take 12 points of damage.
Oh.
As you can feel, your arm feels like it's like, it's like kind of glitching. We all repeat the same each time, but right now you do not have use of your left arm, and it does feel like it is spreading. Like if you don't end this corrupting effect on you, you might be in serious trouble.
Oh my God, my tattoos! It's eating my tattoos!
It is indeed eating your tattoos.
It's the most artistic part about your body I've seen thus far.
My sleeve!
I want to say these memory holders are a bit of an M-hole, if you know what I mean. Kind of grabbing you and being mean to my friend. It's like A-hole teeth, but M-hole.
Okay, I really...
Everybody's on board with it, clearly. It really worked. It
yeah,
really
teeth. Everyone knows, okay, teeth? It's fine.
The M is from memory?
Yeah, and holer, hole.
M-holes. Okay. Yeah, everyone got that. Everyone got that. Come on.
The market silence afterwards really showed that everybody was like, wow, that was good.
I would love to give you 2 thumbs up, but my arm isn't working, so I'll just give you the 1 for that excellent joke.
I'll take it. You got a huge thumb.
Absolutely phenomenal. Okay, here's the fun part. Because we're doing this like a skills challenge, you can't repeat the one that you just did. So, whatever you just did, either acrobatics or acrobatics, you're now going to have to use the other one.
Oh.
As you see, this burst seems to come from this sort of wall of magical fire as it flies towards you. And there are however, like little gaps that appear like in the wall of fire in front of you. And so you have to essentially try and dive through the gaps in this firewall. So go ahead and use the opposite one that you just used in the previous round.
Oh, hell yeah. That's a 27.
27? Wow. Okay.
Okay, so
ooh.
I got a natural one. But I have inspiration.
Whoa! Okay. Wait, yeah.
Didn't you use it already?
No, I used bardic inspiration.
As in, I gave inspiration
because
earlier.
I said the word come so many times.
It's all coming back.
Wow.
I think I'm going to use it here. I know it's crazy to just like burn through.
Well,
these.
Let me tell you, if someone in the party gets out one, that is an automatic group failure. So
use
that is
it.
A very good time.
I can't bring my team down.
Or four dimensional chess.
Well, yeah, four dimensional chess it. Four dimensional chess it.
I'll build the chess pieces with my butt.
Okay. I'm gonna re-roll.
Okay, re-roll. What did you get?
I got a 2.
A 2? Hey! That's not... So, what did Teeds get?
Well, I guess I got a 5 total, if that changes anything.
I got a 4 total.
You got a 4 total?
Yeah.
Okay, so that is going to be a failure this time. As this wall crashes into you, Savissal, you're running, you absolutely... Like, you do like a bow roll as you leap through. You land really cool.
Follow me.
And sort of... You kind of turn around, like, expecting to have a really cool moment with your friends beside you, and they are...
I just walked right through it.
Yeah, they're... They are like some way back, just fully on fire.
Jumping spiders, help me.
Uh-oh. You both take 21 points of fire damage. And that is a group failure. We have 2 successes, 1 failure currently. Ooh. Okay. It is at this point that you see one of these large buildings gets hit with some of this energy. And you see as parts of the building break off from either side. Do you see that 2 parts seem to extend from the bottom of it as this building stands up and this gigantic building starts lumbering towards you?
And it looks like a tap dance and I'm pissed.
Yeah, and it's really tight tap dance. So that's exactly what's happening right now. This building sort of lumbers forwards. I'm going to need you guys to make stealth rolls to see if you can avoid being detected by this building.
And that's going to be really hard because I am such a shining little star on the God Bill stage.
We are all electric.
27.
27. Wow. Okay.
I am very stealthy for being so weird.
It's just a 9 for Zervisil.
9 for Zervisil?
12.
12. Okay.
People recognize me.
Yeah, absolutely. Game recognizes game. And this building immediately is like...
Oh no, it talks!
This is what you would have said if you hadn't completely disappeared. You are so stealthy.
Wow.
You seem to almost completely evaporate into thin air. I think you all look as this building turns to look at you two, and you're like, oh no, where's Squeege gone? And you see that Squeege is just like clung onto the side of the building, like, and he can't see them.
To the shadows with me, my friends.
He's doing whatever a spider's can.
You know my theme song.
However, though, you are both going to take, as he breaks off his arm, and throws it towards you.
He's empathizing with you.
Wow.
You both take 15 points of bludgeoning damage.
Both of us?
Yeah.
How is Comrade Teeves looking?
I'm okay. I have 29. Okay.
Would I be able to cast a spell while we're
Yeah,
moving?
You could absolutely. Yeah, of course.
Okay. All right, great. I'll keep those in reserve. Good to know. I don't know if there's anything I want to do right now, but I definitely have healing word I can use in a pinch.
Sure, if you want to, in a pinch. Sure, absolutely. Okay. It is at this point that you manage to move past this thing. It's sort of considerably slower, having just thrown an arm at you. And as you make your way through, This swirling energy seems to be getting closer and closer to you, and around the sort of base of the swirling energy now, you see that it's almost like the whatever, like, kind of program is keeping everything relatively intact seems to start, like, glitching out, and suddenly sort of buildings and spikes and things start appearing out of nowhere as if the program itself is becoming overly corrupted, making the terrain very, very difficult to traverse. So I'll actually give you a choice here, essentially. This is difficult terrain, so you can use whatever skill or ability or spell to basically try and get through this patch of difficult terrain more smoothly. So you've got a choice here of what you would like to use.
Could I go into a rage?
Absolutely.
And pick up the goblins and just sprint through?
Absolutely. You go into a rage. Incredible. We'll make this a straight strength, okay. But which you can obviously make with advantage because you have a because you're raging.
So wait, can I do an athletics check or just straight strength?
Yeah, sure. Why not? We'll do athletics.
Okay, cool. My athletics is very good. My calves wink at the two goblins as I scoop them up and say, as you said before, came.
Calf wink.
Well, it's with advantage. I'm going to take the nat 20.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Extremely cool.
Yeah, I mean, think about it.
I think I'll take this many.
I think I'll probably do that.
The stakes are pretty low.
Yeah. Nothing bad will happen if you don't, so that's fine. How do you guys want to proceed here?
Wait, so I've been scooped
you, you've
up.
Been scooped. You've been scooped, great. But you can still, you know, do something to try and help the group get through this.
Can I just do like the help action? Or you know, I guess that doesn't really. Yeah,
yeah, if you want to help. Well, he's already rolled, so what you can help.
Yeah, I'll help you just because I don't have any skills that are helpful here.
Sure.
But I'll do like a personal monologue to myself. Where I'm like, you can do this. This group is going to win. We are winners. We have sphingers.
Absolutely incredible. You do indeed have sphingers. As you look down at your fingers, they do seem to be manifesting small holes on the tips.
That reminds me, my sphinger.
I want to use the gathered swarm ability and just help have my swarm of spiders help move us 5 more feet horizontally.
Incredible. You,
a little boost at the end.
Savissal now looks like the most fucked up version of Frozone from The Incredibles. Sort of skating on spiders through this strange plane. So a Goliath holding 2 goblins skating on spiders is go ahead and make a roll. You make the advantage. I'll say that this is a arcana, just as you're using sort of, you know, some of your magic in summoning your spiders, but you have advantage on this roll because of Teeds.
12 or 12.
Absolutely incredible.
Thanks, wow. Teeds.
It would have been a failure. Wow. However, we also have a natural 20 in the group, so that is going to be a success. Woo-hoo! As you manage to skate through this section, which means we currently have 3 successes.
So woo! Close.
We have 2 failures.
Oh, wow.
It is at this point that you pass through this sort of magical barrier that expands around you, and you now see the silver Barnabas. You see holding onto this kind of orb that seems to be shaking violently in his hand, and it seems to be taking a lot of strength for him to basically, like, keep concentrated. He looks towards you, and, like, you can see panic in his eyes as he is desperate to try and stop you from getting to him, and you see his walls suddenly start getting, like, sort of erected all the way up to where you are, and you find yourself in a strange maze. And I'm going to need you to make me intelligence checks to try and decipher and get your way through this maze and to the Silver Barnabas before it is too late. Remember, you need to succeed on this one in order to stop from this portal being open.
What is the maze made of?
The same as, like, the build, like, there's some sort of obsidian, like, walls, basically.
Can I cast Shatter on it?
Can you cast Shatter on it? I will say that if you want to use a spell, I will lower the DC.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'll lower. I'll say you like you can break a couple of the walls, yeah, making it like easier for you to get through.
Love so, yeah,
that.
Compromise
can
the
I
wall.
Also yeah. cast a spell to maybe help out?
Okay.
I have locate object, mm-hmm, and maybe if I like locate the orb that's being held, we could maybe have
okay.
an easier
I like that.
Path.
I like that. I will lower the DC. Love it.
I'm doing it. We got to pass this one.
Okay, how we doing?
All right.
Straight intelligence. Let's see the rolls.
11.
I didn't use the bardic inspiration. I can still use that, right?
Yep.
You know, Teeths is a performer, and sometimes performers get performance anxiety.
Sure.
And so Teeths knows how stressful this is, and it like knocks her back to her days performing in Little Miss Goblin.
I think Teeths is having that like age-old performer's nightmare right now,
yes,
where you can hear the performance going on and your cue is coming up. And you're backstage, and for whatever reason, you just cannot find your way.
Yes. And so I'm in a maze of curtains, essentially,
yes,
whether
yes.
that's what it looks like on
yeah,
the
that's
exterior.
What it feels like
that's what
to
it feels
you.
Like.
Yes,
yeah, so I'm
that's
like
your truth.
opening, and all I see are prop masters, and I'm like, no, I need the stage.
Yep.
And Teeths rolls a 9.
Oh! Teeths rolls a 9. Okay. How are we doing? Savissal?
Okay. Savissal rolled a 13.
Mm-hmm.
I had a +0 to intelligence. I'm more of, you know, a... impromptu in the moment sort of guy. I don't really think things through.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I believe I'm busy focusing on smashing through walls with my head and don't focus on the maze enough.
Okay, 13 total and...
You know, like my friend Servissel, I too have a, you know, no +0 to intelligence. I'm more of a wise soul with the earthen spiders. An 11 is what I roll.
An 11. Okay.
And this is good. These are good rolls.
These are
right?
great rolls. Great rolls. You all take 10 points of psychic damage as this sort of ambient magic is wearing you down. As you're trying desperately to find your way through this maze, becoming increasingly more and more desperate as you're this way and then that way. It leads to a dead end. No, let's double back. Let's go this way. No, try again.
And I keep going, line! Line!
No, maze! You can't run in a straight line. It's a maze!
Line!
No one is shouting back a line because this is the scariest thing that you realize in this moment, Teeths.
Oh.
There is no script for real life.
Oh my God, this, I melt.
Sweet Teeves, no, you write your own script, Stenthal.
I'm the author?
The playwright, but yeah.
As Teeves melts into the ground, you hear an earth-shattering explosion. As the walls explode, a wave of energy sort of knocks you all to the floor as you look, sort of staggering now, the silver Barnabas, kind of half burnt and sort of destroyed, looks towards you and it's too late. You're too late.
We'll never be too late, Aggie.
This is not the time.
Yeah, it is the time.
And you see that behind the Silver Barnabas, this huge portal begins to open in midair. This sphincter, if you will, to other worlds. This otherworldly sphincter.
How dare you pervert our sphincter, our sphinger.
Opens up. And the strangest thing is that you see these flashes of like different worlds seem to appear, sort of one after another, after another, after another. And whenever it lands on Amal, or sort of what you know to be the sort of material plane, there is this surge of energy as suddenly everything around you gets like pulled towards this strange opening. And I need everyone to roll me a dexterity saving throw as it switches to Avalar and you feel this rush of energy and you're being pulled towards this entry. Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and hit them with my last two bardic inspirations.
Okay, absolutely amazing. So you have a bardic inspiration.
That was a good hit.
23.
23?
Mm-hmm.
24.
Okay. 24?
20 sync.
Six weeks.
The M hole okay. got my back.
Okay. If I could take away inspiration now, I think
you die immediately.
But it's still a gorgeous death, and I'm pissed.
You all managed to hold on to debris and rubble, but you see some of these like memory holers now just getting sucked up and pulled into this world. And I think that through this portal, you can see what appears to be a giant kind of castle or a fort. On it seems to be perched dragons, many, multiple dragons, and this giant, like, fey army, sort of bedecked in this incredible armor and these swords. They seem to stand ready, waiting for whatever is coming, but as these memory holders are sort of sucked through, you see all of these incredible, terribly intricate, like, metallic, machine-like creatures suddenly kind of powering up as the essence of these beings is being pulled down and drawn into these things. And you know that whatever happened, for whatever reason, you have been unable to stop this thing from ending.
So would you say if there was a critic in the audience, they would give us an unfavorable review?
You see that the silver Barnabas is like kind of spluttering and coughing, and you see he's writing like on a note. Gob Squad and the Svinger Friends deliver a rather loose performance.
And loose can be good, guys. Like, loose might be like, yes, we're really like flowing. We're in the moment.
The first paragraph just starts, there's shit everywhere.
Well, that's a given.
It was a little loose, I suppose.
He hands you the piece of paper.
And I am crushed. I'm just truly,
truly, truly crushed.
Guys, this is really good news because we're only going to come back from this. You know what I mean?
So room, like, to grow. Room,
yes,
to grow.
Bad news creates heroes, you know, like a tragedy befalls us so we can come out stronger.
Indeed.
And more famous.
I will say this, Squeege. You are stood over the very weak, fragile body of your arch nemesis. What would you like to do?
So in front of me, Aggie, aka the Silver Barnabas, is dying.
The person that you saw kill truly one of your best friends and might be responsible for goodness knows how the death of how many others.
And so, like, I just kind of, like, seethe while I'm standing there. And, like, as I'm seething, all the spiders just start to, like, form up from my toes.
If I can add, like, a
yes,
little,
please.
Like, I think that some of the corruption that's around nearby starts to, like, coalesce around these spiders, and all the spiders turn, like, an inky jet black.
Yeah.
As suddenly Spider-Man, your costume's looking very black and white.
Yes. I'm feeling symbiotic with this realm around me.
He's got that venom in him.
Oh, yes.
And Spider-Man, you're like growing really tall as well. You're getting jacked as fuck. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. This feels good. With great power comes.
And I just, like, twist his head. As the pen falls, the ink spills over the page.
Like, he literally didn't have to write that review. He could have just died.
No, I don't think he works for a publication at all.
As the ink spills on the page, you just see that sort of where the ink isn't, the words "the end" disappears. On the
we
page.
Are Squenum.
This is supposed to be the last arc, Justin. Now I need an entire, like, spin-off with Squenum.
Went off.
Oh, man. Featuring Justin Hardy as Squenum.
Oh, my God.
That's too funny. Oh, my God. Okay. Right. The Silver Barnabas lays dead before you. Sir Vissel, you do, however, remember the words of your true and trusted friend. The last words that he said as you left, that you might still be the sort of last hope in this scenario. That you do have the ability to travel back. You could go through this portal and not sort of lose your mind, but in fact possess a body and try and find another source of this power. You see that as the portal is cycling back through these different worlds again, it opens back up on Amalur, but it is in a different location this time. Squeege, you see a sight that you probably had only ever dreamed of. You see what appears to be, it's a part of an obelisk lying on its side, but it's been sort of converted, changed somehow, and you see here a what appears to be like a school or a training facility.
Mm.
And in and around this training facility, you see there are loads of really impressive looking young adults wearing really bright and vibrant costumes as they fly around destroying and fighting these machines. You, Savissal, see two running. There is a young boy with a fish-like appearance wearing this like varsity jacket. He's absolutely soaking wet. He's running with one of these orbs. Next to him, a centaur galloping as they seem to be running into this melee to try and stop whatever's happening.
What a panoply. Beautiful.
What would Savissal like to do in this moment? You feel all you have to do is just let go.
What about you? What about my new friends? What about the Svinger friends?
Leave this place. I am but a corrupted husk of what I once was. We once were. All the world's a stage. And we will go down with the theater.
A real captain never leaves his stage.
As you say that, go ahead. Where do you think your what's your like main?
My dream was to be on stage.
What's your main mental stats? You think intelligence, wisdom, or charisma? Probably charisma, right? You're a performer.
You'd think it's -1.
I think we should make it charisma anyway.
It's con. Con is the highest.
But... Oh no, sorry. Out of your mental, so intelligence, wisdom, or charisma, which one is the highest?
Intelligence, I guess.
Intelligence. Okay. Go ahead and roll me just an intelligence check. Add your modifier.
18.
As this happens, I think that what you see is that there are these memory holders kind of all getting drawn towards. And you do know, however, that you still can have a really important role to play here. Because whilst Savissal is doing this, what needs to happen is you have to stop as many of these things passing through that portal as you possibly can.
Would you say there are no small roles?
I would say there are indeed no small roles in this particular play.
Would you say it's a take two on a possible death?
This might be a take two on a possible. This is what you might call the third act, the redemption, perhaps.
Okay.
As you summon a giant stage underneath you, and of course you are now tethered to the stage, so you no longer need to hang on to it.
Jasper, would you allow me to cast animating performance?
Oh my god, yes! I don't even know what this is. Go for it.
As an action, you can animate one large or smaller non-magical item within 30 feet that isn't being worn or carried. Oh, I wanted it to be worn or carried. I was going to give her dancing shoes.
Oh, that's absolutely fine. You can. Okay.
They can be. I'll put them on.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They appear next. Appear next to her.
Yeah.
The shoes seem to bow somehow.
Oh my god, that's so beautiful. They bend in the center.
They bend in the center.
We like the shoes.
Are they like gorgeous, like the red shoes? Like they're just like so beautiful and vibrant.
Oh yeah, they are kinky boots. I think what your friend here has found is a scene partner, and that is what you need as well. This is all the aid I can give you. I'm afraid I must go, but...
Into the spider's verse.
Nowhere else, good friend.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I bow to you.
And we to you, too.
My friends. My gob squad.
We all put our fingers in.
Everyone's putting their fingers into the middle.
Foreheads and fingers together.
We are the fingers that will plug the hole.
Absolutely incredible.
Hold back the darkness.
As you lift up your finger, Savissal, you realize neither of your hands are holding on to anything. As this, you are pulled away from your friends and into and through this magical portal to see what awaits you on the other side. And we're going to need just one last thing from the two of you. We're going to do a roll for each of you to see how successful you are at stopping these memory holders from getting through.
M-holes?
How many of these M-holes you can stop from getting through.
Can the kinky boots have a roll as well?
Yes, the kinky boots can absolutely. The kinky boots give you advantage on this roll.
Great.
I'm going to say that the memory holders are creatures or beings that find more pleasure and solace in the world of their imagination, in the world of their dreams.
Yes.
I'm going to say that as you deliver a performance, you are quite literally trying to bring them back into their actual reality.
Yeah.
With this performance.
Make them present.
Make them present.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Acting is about presence.
Absolutely. So... I'm going to need a performance check.
Yes.
From you with advantage.
Thank you.
You can assist. You can, if you want to do a performance check, you absolutely can. But this is, Teeth's, the performance check of your life.
Yeah, and I know it. And I'm sweating bullets, but I'm smiling so big and soft that my teeth look like you could take a nap on them.
Absolutely incredible. I'll say, actually, it's, you can either roll or you can choose to add a plus five to Teeth's roll.
I'm going to use a plus five.
You're going to use the plus five?
Yeah, I just want to give everything. Okay. And in the form of like maybe like spiders helping to form into whatever needs
absolutely
to be
a
made
part
for
of the
your
performance.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think you both still have a bardic as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Okay, so you've got great advantage, bardic, and a plus five to this.
Okay, so if I fail, it is terrible.
Can I give my bardic to...
There's no real like clear failure here. Yeah. This is essentially like the better you do, the more helpful it might be for those in the other planes of existence. Well,
and I want to impress this audience of M-holes.
And you want to impress the audience of M-holes, absolutely, of course, yeah.
You will impress me no matter what you do, my friend. Impress us.
Impress us.
Great. So, Teeth's gets on stage, sweating bullets, but like the show must go on. And then she's not known for her cabaret acts, but she starts to sing. There is a castle on a hill. Mama's coming out. Mama's on a hill. And, 25.
25, and what's your modifier?
Minus one, 24.
Here, what if these spiders in your mouth? Would that help you to sing?
Yeah. You can also re-roll the bardic if you want to try to get higher.
Yes, yes. Three higher. Ooh. So what is that, 24
27?
27, yes.
27, nice, incredible.
Nice. Thank you.
You do this, and as the sort of memory hole is being pulled towards this portal and seeing your performance, you see their eyes, some of their eyes begin to sort of reappear, and they suddenly look panicked and they start grabbing hold of like the walls and the buildings to stop themselves from getting pulled inside. And you do see that you're stopping quite a few of them from going through.
Are their eyes less glazed over?
Yes, that's what I mean. Like, their eyes now have like come back to...
Oh my God, I am excited.
Yeah, absolutely. And they are enraptured by this performance. As Teeth's gives the absolute performance of a lifetime, Squeege has truly become...
Squenum.
Squenum.
We are Squenum.
We are going to go ahead and wrap up this episode of the Rotating Heroes podcast. Thank you so much. Woo! Oh, my goodness. To my wonderful guests that I didn't even introduce at the top of the episode. Oh, my God. Marissa Strickland, thank you so much for being here.
Woo! Thank you for having me.
Bravo.
This was a
Bravo.
Joy.
Wow.
This
was a joy. What an absolutely incredible performance at the end. Thank you so much. Is there anything that you would like to plug whilst you are here?
Be kind to each other. That's always what I'm gonna plug. Yeah. I exist online at Marissa Strickland or marissastrickland.com.
Absolutely amazing. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. And the incredible Squenum, Justin Michael.
Thank you. Wow, what a turn. Did not expect it. This was a real treat.
Wow, truly Squenum, the last dance.
Yes. Yeah. I was trying to remember the name of the movie and I was like, well, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's on your billboards everywhere here in LA.
You can't escape it.
Yeah, really, truly. Thank you so much. Anything that you would like to vlog whilst you are here?
Yeah, I mean, you can find me online. Hey, Justin. I wrote for a show called Infinity Train that I think people would like.
Whoa! And,
any people that can watch it,
God,
would
I'll
make
second
me happy.
That plug. Oh, that's one of my favorite shows.
Really?
I didn't know this, Justin. Amazing. Thank, yeah.
I love it. If you can find it anywhere.
If you can seek it out, it's hard
you
to find.
Seek it out. It was rude, but I'm real proud of it. So,
hell
yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
If you see me, I'll give it to you.
Yeah,
yeah,
I mean,
if you just
available.
Meet me in public, yeah, I've got a flash drive of it. Yeah, I'll just give it to you.
There are places you can find it online.
Go digging, everyone. Go digging. Yeah. I just want to applaud you as well on the absolutely incredible spider sort of Hawaiian style shirt that you have on.
It kicks
is
ass, yeah.
Incredible. We will be posting a picture of said shirt. So
I mean, I had to wear it. When you have a spider shirt, you wear it for the occasion.
You have to wear it for the occasion. Yeah. Truly incredible. And last but not least... Coldwell.
Hello. I really should have brought my apron today. I didn't.
Yeah, you did kind of let the side down.
No clothes and an apron, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't wear clothes, so that's...
Right, yeah. Yeah. I always play with a player's handbook directly over my genitals.
The new 2024 player's handbook?
Yeah, okay, good. Exactly. You can find me, I'm at Caldy on Twitter, at Laldwell, I believe, on Instagram, if you want to look there. I would love to plug the New York Times cooking recipe for boiling eggs.
Oh,
It's really, I've like searched for a lot of hard-boiled egg recipes, and like this one, they fucking nailed it. Like these eggs peel so easily. So like really.
And if it's you're just the boiled eggs. There's like nothing else to go with it.
It's just their like methodology for boiling an egg.
I was going to say, is that not a method rather than a recipe? Hey, it's fine. We don't have to. You know what I mean?
Yeah. How jammy is the center? What jamminess are you liking?
You're going to want like 6 minutes. I would say actually like a little under what they recommend to get like maximum jamminess. But like, cause I did like about like 7.5. I'm like, it wasn't as jammy as I would have liked. So you can do less. But like, that's what I'm saying. It's a pretty quick egg, all things considered.
I've never heard of the center of an egg being jammy. So I'm going to have to go away and think about that. for a moment, you know.
Well, you know, like if it's not fully cooked, it's got that kind of more.
Oh yeah, no, I see the logic. It's I don't like it. You know what I mean? Like, it makes me feel weird inside. You know. I'm gonna go
it's
ahead and think about
that.
Perfect
for sticking his finger into.
Yeah, oh, man. I gotta say that's finger stuff. Yeah. The fact that it kind of ended with a giant. Yeah. Anyway, it's fine. Wow, what an incredible way to open ARC 14. Thank you so much to my guests. Thank you so much for you guys for listening. Please make sure to, check back next week. We'll have all kinds of good stuff for you, I think including episode 2. So, that's about it. Thank you so much.
Woo! Woo!
Bye!
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.